And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody that's out there listening. I want to make sure you guys go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com for the latest podcast, news, updates. Everything is there. Make sure you go to the YouTube page. Follow me on Facebook. I'm everywhere. I want to thank all my guests for joining us. Ray Carcillo, the review editor at Electronic Gaming Monthly, EGMNow.com, RayCarcillo.com. He's on the Super Celebrity Hotline with us. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
I'm good, Sean. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. So first things first, NBA 2K15 was released. 14, in my opinion, was pretty bad as far as the controls are concerned. Did they address that issue in 15?
Well, you're not going to be too happy then because they've tweaked them. They tweaked them, but I don't think that there's enough of a difference. You're not going to notice enough of a difference between 14 and 15 in terms of the controls that if you didn't like 14, then I don't think you're going to like 15 that much either.
Oh, wow. Wow. And one of the things that really stood out about 2K was, you know, the fact that mainstream artists was kind of in charge of the music that was being released the year before. Was Jay-Z, another year was LeBron James. Who's working on the music this year?
Well, you know, it's Kevin Durant. You know, they're making a big thing now. It's going to be Kevin Durant. It, you know, they have the cover athletes are, you know, so they just announced with the WWE 2K15, they got John Cena picking the music. They want the cover athletes picking the music, really putting the touch on the game. And so Kevin Durant did it again, did it this year to really kind of give it his flavor and his feel.
Okay, great. Now let's move on to my personal favorite, Super Smash Brothers for the 3DS. What are your thoughts on the game?
Well, you know what? It's interesting because this is the first Smash Brothers for a portable console for Nintendo, and I think it has all the charm of Smash. It has plenty of modes. It has tons of content. But I found while playing it that it doesn't have the fine-tuned control that you expect from a GameCube controller or hopefully the Wii U controller later in the year, or even the Wii. It felt a little sloppy, the controls, actually. I don't know if it's just because I have an original 3DS and it's, the controls have always been kind of tiny for my hands. Or what, but I felt I've been able to do well enough, but I don't feel I have that precision that I expect from a Smash Brothers game. All the content is there. Everything you expect in terms of characters, new game modes, both ones that take advantage of Street Pass as well as ones you can just go online with. But I really thought the controls were a little lacking this go around.
Yeah, because Nintendo, it made it kind of clear that they were going to make this a pretty balanced game. So in your opinion, do you feel like it's balanced then?
No, it's definitely not balanced at all. I mean, you just look at how OP Little Mac is. Everybody's playing as Little Mac because he is easily one of the most overpowered characters I've ever seen. And this goes beyond controls. It is just a flood of Little Macs out there if you go online. You know, I really thought Mega Man might have been the character, but he's nuanced and difficult enough to master. But Little Mac, people just jump in with him and they're just racking up the knockouts. He is one of the most overpowered characters that we've probably seen in Smash Brothers history. So I really hope that they come out with a patch for it at some point because the balance for the roster definitely needs to be reworked.
All right, last thing about Super Smash Brothers for the 3DS. Do you think they're going to have like downloadable characters, let's say Wolf O'Donnell from Star Fox or Tails from Sonic?
I don't think that they're going to go that route just because they haven't done that traditionally with Smash Brothers. I think that if they do, it'll be more for game modes or for things of that nature. I really don't think they're going to do that with characters. I think they're going to, because the thing is that if they do it with characters for the 3DS, they're going to have to do it with the Wii U as well. And I think that's going to be something that overall is going to kind of try and keep them away from doing too much downloadable content and add-on stuff after the game's released. The fact that they would have to do it to try and keep everything fair for both systems, both versions of the game. So I think that I don't expect a lot of stuff to come post-launch, if anything at all, for Smash Brothers.
All right, Greg, we're talking with Greg Carcillo, the review editor at Electronic Gaming Monthly, EGMNow.com, RayCarcillo.com. I want to move on to a title that I'm not too familiar with, Skylanders Trap Team. Now, what's this game all about?
Well, this is really the franchise that made the NFC, which is the near field communication, the little action figures that you put on a pedestal, much like what Disney Infinity uses and what Nintendo's going to use later this year with their Amiga characters. This is the franchise that really ushered in that age of these little action figures that you go to a store, you buy, you put on the pedestal. This was the first big franchise. And Trap Team is the fourth game in the franchise. It's another annual title now for Activision. And basically, Trap Team is the first game where you get to play as the bad guys by basically trapping them in these extra special new figures that are not really figures. They're more like they're little trinkets that are called, you know, they're just called traps, right? You know, so there's life traps and there's dark traps and there's air traps, earth traps. Basically, there's eight elements in Skylanders, and there's a trap for each one of that you can get for each one of the elements. And what you can do is that when there's a boss that is aligned with one of these elements, after you defeat the boss, you'll get a chance to trap it. And then what you can do is then make it play for you. So instead of buying a figure, you just buy these traps, and you can interchange the traps now instead of buying all these figures that are in the game. So, and as has been the case with the series, there's a bad guy. His name is Chaos. He's trying to take over the world, and you're part of a group that is, of course, tasked with stopping him.
Wow. And one thing you brought up, Disney's Infinity. And one thing I did notice about, you know, Disney's Infinity was the fact that when you get the game, you only get a certain amount of characters and you have to buy everything extra, or you can buy the deluxe and you pay about $200 for the entire thing. Is this pretty much the same in the same realm?
Yeah, there's different packages you can buy. You know, if you get a starter kit for Trap Team. What's nice, though, is that now that there's been four generations, well, up until this point, this one, there had been four generations of Skylanders, and what they did was, for a long time, was you could bring your old Skylanders into your new games, but I don't believe that all the old Skylanders can come into this new one, Trap Team. So you'll probably have to go out and buy a bunch of whole new action figures, as well as the new traps to, of course, get the bosses. So yeah, it's basically the same thing where they're trying to get you to buy more stuff in this package. There's larger packages out there where you can get more figures, more traps, etc.
Wow. Now, let's move on to Alien Isolation. I'm a big fan of the Alien movies. Is this game connected to the movies in any way?
Yes, this is very much connected to the movies. In fact, it takes place right after the first movie. Well, not right after. We'll say it's about, I think it's 10 to 15 years after. But, of course, because Ellen Ripley, Sigourney Weaver's character, was in stasis for so long. Basically, what's interesting is that while she's in stasis, her daughter grows up and is looking for her, daughter Amanda, and which is a character who was originally cut from the second Alien movie, Aliens, but was put into the director's edition, I think, on DVD years later. So she is part of the canon. She just was never actually seen in the theater. So this character, basically, Alien Isolation, is following Amanda on her search for her mother while she's working for Weyland-Yutani. And, of course, they find the black box of the Nostromo, which, of course, was the ship that that Ellen fought the first alien on in Alien. They find the black box. They piece together basically what happened aboard Nostromo just in time for them to have their own alien problem. And then it basically, very much in the vein of the first movie, it's Amanda being stalked most of the game by one alien, trying to outsmart it, not being able to kill it outright. You know, guns don't do anything against it. Fire will scare it away, but it won't kill it. So it's this real interesting cat and mouse game for what ends up being about a 12 to 15 hour experience. And so if you have a weak heart, you're not gonna like this, because it's the alien is, I have not seen one creature so smart, and the systemic gameplay is so good, because it's so, each time you play it, if you die, it doesn't matter, because it won't you won't react the same way a second time. It makes it so unpredictable. It's a little frustrating at times, too. Let me tell you, there's this one section when you go down into the galley of the ship that you're on, and I must have died 40 times because I could not figure out how to get past the damn aliens. but I did. I finally figured it out. I might have bumped it down to easy, but I finally figured it out.
Look at you cheating! You're cheating!
Oh, dude, it is hard. This is easily one of the hardest games you're going to play this year. And also, I would say about two thirds to three quarters of it, it's probably one of the scariest too. It's definitely a great game for October. Great game with Halloween right on the corner because it is terrifying when that alien is stalking you and you're trapped in a locker. You're looking through the vent and you're just praying it doesn't hear you breathe.
Oh,
like,
wow.
That's how smart this thing is. Like, I mean, it's really cool, dude.
Nice. Now, one thing a lot of people want to know is, does this have a multiplayer or a co-op feature?
There is no multiplayer. There is, if you get one of the special editions, there's an Amanda edition, and then there's also an Nostromo edition. There's extra levels that you can play where basically you go back into the shoes of Ellen and you basically replay the last bit of the first Alien movie where you have to, crawl along vents and you have to get into the big yellow construction lifter. You have to fight the alien aboard the Nostromo. So there are some extra DLC missions, but there is nothing in terms of multiplayer or co-op. This is a lone wolf by yourself, lights off, in the darkness, completely immersed experience. So there's no multiplayer involved.
All right, and there you have it. Ray Carcillo, review editor at Electronic Gaming Monthly. We got NBA 2K15, Super Smash Brothers, Skylanders Trap Team, and Alien Isolation. Make sure you check all those games out. Make sure you go to EGMnow.com. Be sure to check out RayCarcillo.com. Follow him on Twitter. It's @RayCarcillo. Hey, man, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And we'll be back right after this.